If you never want to lack motivation ever again, if you go up and down with your levels of motivation, or you just don't know what you want to do with your life, you feel lost with your life, this podcast is going to change your life. That's my guarantee to you. So thank you for being here. My one favor before we kick into this is a cheeky like and a cheeky subscribe if you haven't already. The bigger the channel grows, the bigger the guests come on, and it's more value for you, value for me, and I get to fulfill my purpose, which is what I'm motivated or inspired to do, which we'll get into today. So let's rock and roll. Let's get straight into it. So there are two forms of motivation. There's actually four, but they kind of overlap each other. They're kind of different words for each other, but they are different in their own sense. So human beings are fueled by two driving forces. Number one, pain. Number two, pleasure. Now, you use both, but one is not sustainable long term. It's pain. That's what most people do when it starts to get them to take action. You look at yourself in the mirror and you feel like you're a fat piece of shit and that is painful, or your partner says something, or your old pair of jeans don't fit on anymore and that's painful for you to go to the gym and get your shit together. Or you look at your bank account and you feel anxious, or you can't provide for your family, you want to eat food, you don't want to live on the street, and that pain drives you to, or motivates you to go do something. And then pleasure is the other side. It's like the other side of the same coin, where we want pleasure. We want to have intimacy. We want to have connection. We want to have the luxury things in life. And that's the pleasure side. Pain is more potent and it drives you more. Pleasure does, but you need to make sure you take care of the pain first before you get the pleasure. You can have both at the same time, but pain generally drives you most. And then number two, or the second set of drivers for me and how I teach motivation, is the extrinsic and intrinsic forms of motivation. So I use the words motivation, which is extrinsic, and then I use inspiration, which is intrinsic. There's a quote that I love using. The need for motivation is a symptom of an uninspired goal. I'll say that again. The need for motivation is a symptom of an uninspired goal. And what does that mean? If you need motivation to do something, you don't actually want to do it. So did anyone motivate me to film this podcast right now, to actually click record and post content? Does anyone motivate me to do that? No, I don't have a coach checking in on me. I don't have someone saying, hey, you haven't done your podcast this week. I love doing this because it's meaningful to me. It intrinsically drives me to actually do that. So how do you get clear on what intrinsically drives you? That's a good question. I'm going to answer that today for you. So I'm going to share my screen. So if you're not watching the video of this podcast, I'd highly recommend it. Go jump on my YouTube channel, or I believe Spotify also has the video as well. So you may or may not have heard of this before. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So I just want to tackle the first two things, the pain and pleasure. So when it comes to I love his model, and it most people are aware of it. It's lasted a long, long time because I think it's very, very valid. So down the bottom, you've got your physiological needs, water, food, warmth, and rest. Up on the second level, you've got safety needs, which is security, like a roof over your head, feeling the level of safety. Third level is belongingness and love needs, intimate relationship, friendships. These three, especially the first two, not so much the third level, these are all painful drivers. So if you don't have food to eat and you're physically in pain, and if you don't eat enough, you're going to die, that is pain to drive you to go whatever, make money or to get whatever you need to do to eat food and to rest and have a level of safety, which is on the second level. So your pain driver does work for the first two and to some degree the third level as well. But once you've done that, once you've got food on the table, you've got a little bit of money in the bank, you've got a roof over your head and you're comfortable, pain doesn't really work anymore. It can from time to time, but not to the level it does when you're at the bottom of this pyramid. That's when you transition more into pleasurable goals, or for me, intrinsic goals. You've got extrinsic, I feel shit, I feel insecure, I feel like I'm a piece of shit, I'm hungry, I want to have a level of safety, I want to feel connected, fantastic. Once you're there and you're comfortable, and you're actually okay living your day-to-day life, you're not on fight or flight, you're not super stressed all the time, what do you do next? And that's where most people struggle, is they get some level of quote success or comfortability, and then they stop. You see it with entrepreneurs, you see it with not even just entrepreneurs, people that just get a nice cushy job or a nice comfortable career, and they just stay there forever. Because they don't make the transition. They don't go from pain to pleasure, or they don't go from motivation to inspiration. So that's what I want to show you here today. So how do you do that? I've already mentioned that quote, that the need for motivation is a symptom of an uninspired goal. So wherever you are right now in your life, if you're in a career that you don't love, if you're wanting to start a business, if you're running a business and you're going through the challenges of a startup, or maybe you're more established and you're actually doing okay, and you may be a little bit comfortable, it doesn't matter wherever you are. Use whatever you've got. If it's painful, use pain. But again, it's not sustainable long-term. You can only experience so much pain until you give up or until you get used to it. You're like, fuck it. Life, this is just how life is. I'm okay with it. You become numb to the pain. So at some point, you need to make that shift. Then that's where a lot of the clients who come to me, where they've had some success, they've made millions of dollars, they've done really well with their business, or, and I'd have clients that do the opposite, but they're like, you know what? I've used up all of my pain resource or fuel. I don't know what to do with myself. What do I do now? I've got the job. I've studied at uni. I've got the degree. I've got the job I've always wanted. And I still don't feel happy. I still don't feel fulfilled. And if you can relate to this, leave a comment down below. So that's where that shift for a lot of people never happened. Why? Because we don't get fucking taught this shit. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you out. Uncle Louis here to help you out. So how do you get clear on what intrinsically drives you is the question you got to ask yourself. Wherever you are right now, use whatever the fuck you've got. Use extrinsic, use intrinsic, use pain, use pleasure, use whatever you need to do to get your ass moving. But at some point, you've got to, you don't have to, because that's me projecting my values on you, but if you want to have that sustainable pulling intrinsic energy fuel source, which is unlimited, which we all have inside of us, you've got to make this shift. You need to get clear on what I'm about to tell you. And lucky you're here right now, because I'm about to tell you the answers to the test. So first things first, this is the formula I put together. This is my inspired life method. And this is not all of the steps, but the main steps that you need for this conversation. Anyways, first things first is your values. It's what intrinsically drives you. And I'm not going to give you a full training on that, because I've got a free training on that. Episode 200 of this same podcast is a free training on values. Just a short 60-second understanding of values. Values is what intrinsically drive you. They're the areas of your life you find most meaningful. They are not what most people think they are. People say, I value freedom. Freedom is not a value. Freedom gives you the ability to fulfill your values. Because I say, if I gave you $1 billion and you've got all the time and financial freedom you could ever imagine, are you just going to sit on the couch all day and do fucking nothing because you got freedom? No. Whatever you would say you would do, those are your values. If you say you're going to travel the world, you value experiences. If you say you're going to just keep building your business, you value business or the impact that your business does. If you're going to give back to your family and spend more time with your family, you value family. If you're going to go to the gym more and get the world's best personal trainers and supplements, you value your health. The areas of life that you do, those are your values. They come from your voids. So if you had a void, for me, I had a void around wealth. Wealth was painful to me growing up. Wealth becomes important to me. Learning was challenging for me. I was learning disabled. I've autism, ADHD, all that good stuff, Asperger's. So learning was a void or painful for me. It becomes important to me. So whatever was painful in your childhood, this can be trauma and wounds or limitations or just voids and however that was for you, they become important to you later. I teach this in the free training, so go do the free training. So whatever your values are, those are the biggest drivers. I love the quote that low self-worth is feedback that you're not living congruently with what your values are. You're not prioritizing your values. You know those cliche quotes that you must fill up your cup before you fill up other cups or whatever the version is. Like when you're on the plane and the oxygen masks drop down, you don't put the person next to you or your kids on first, you put your own on first. You must look after you before you look after other people, or you need to be selfish to be selfless, whatever version of that quote, right? How do you do that? Live to your values. Know what your values are. That's why I have that free training there for you. And then live to your values. So I get my clients to schedule it into your calendar. So figure out what your values are, schedule them into your calendar. And I have a free training on how to do that on episode 200. Go enjoy. So that's the first step. Second step is purpose. So your purpose, what is your purpose in life? Now, a lot of people struggle to answer that question. I teach you how to answer that question. It's actually not that complicated. It's actually quite simple. Once you know, obviously, ignorance is bliss, right? You don't know what you don't know. I teach you how to do this. Your purpose is an expression of your biggest core wound. So whatever your biggest core wound was when you were younger or in your upbringing, that core wound healed, then expressed is your purpose. Until you heal it, it's a trauma, it's a trigger, it triggers you and it sets you off. Once you've healed it, you've healed your core wound. Maybe you weren't loved. You were inadequate. You weren't enough. You were ugly. You were dumb. You felt unsafe. You felt unauthentic. You felt suppressed. There's tons of core wounds. Whatever it was, once you've healed it, this is where inner work comes into it. That's the biggest part of what I do. Once you've healed it, then express it. Then you will never, ever, ever, ever lack motivation ever again. Do you have times where you can't be fucked? Of course. Like, there's sometimes I'm tired, I haven't slept that well, I haven't been that great with my food and all that, whatever. Like, there's moments where it's like, I don't feel like doing something. But over the long term, I'm very consistent. I'm very clear on what the fuck I'm here to do, who I am, and what drives me. That's why people think I'm motivated. I don't think I'm that motivated. I'm just doing the shit I want to do. I'm filming this podcast, I'm doing my content, I'm building my community, I'm writing my books. Like, I'm just doing things I want to fucking do. Crazy concept. So, number one, values. Number two, purpose. Number three, mission. Mission is a measurable goal which is derived from your purpose. So your purpose is like the fluffy, intangible thing that just lights your soul on fire. And then the mission is a measurable goal. What do you want to do to actually fulfill that purpose? And everyone's different. Some people want to write books. Some people want to do podcasts. Some people want to build a business. Some people want to start a charity. Some people want to do coaching. Some people want to do fashion. Some people want to do supplements. It doesn't matter. It's like, how do you want to fulfill that? And generally, if I love this quote, when what you do is the fullest expression of who you are, you will do your life's best work. So when you actually get clear on your purpose and then you get to live and be your purpose and express your purpose to the fullest degree, which will probably entail you doing some form of a business, unless you just find the ultimate career that allows you to be your full self and express yourself and give your gifts back, which is possible. And there's people that are in fantastic careers that are super aligned and they love what they do. Happy days. But for a lot of people, to truly do what you want to do and be who you are and express who you are, you're probably going to have to start a business or build a side hustle or whatever that may be. And I teach you how to do that as well. And then from there, vision. So vision is essentially, like, you've heard of vision boards or vision boards is the best example of this. But you just get clear on what does your life look like once you've hit the mission. So I'll give you a live example. So my biggest core wound for me is feeling unsafe, hurt, and lost. Those are my three put together is my core wound. I felt unsafe. It was a very emotionally volatile upbringing with my dad. Punching holes through walls, verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally abusive through my family. I was anxious, Asperger's, struggled with friends, struggled communicating. I cried a lot as a kid. I was very hurt. So I was unsafe. I was hurt and I was lost, as in I didn't know how to communicate. I didn't know, understand social settings. I didn't know how to communicate that well with friends. I struggled at school. So I didn't know who the fuck I was. So those three put together is my core wound. So that's the core wound. My purpose, the express version of that, is to heal and expand consciousness. So I love healing, hence why I do a lot of transformation, healing through your shit, and expanding consciousness. I love teaching. So I teach people the shit that I wish I knew back then, right? Then my mission is to coach 1 million people to live an inspired life. So that's a measurable goal. It's a line in the sand. It's a northern star. I can shoot for it. Then your vision is, what does your life look like once you've hit the mission? So once I've helped 1 million people live a life on their terms, what does my life look like? And I actually use your values to create your vision, but that's getting a bit too detailed for today. So your vision, and then from there, I go through a plan. So what's your plan? So it's like, okay, what are you actually doing to make this real? Because I've done videos on manifestation, and I think it's a funny conversation. It's like people, there's kind of a spectrum. There's your sort of woo-woo people that are like super energetic and spiritual, and they're just meditating on a rock and just manifesting their dreams and just, oh my God, I'm so spiritual and all my essence is just bringing my goals into my life. Which I obviously dramatically expressing that. But there's a piece of that. But there's also, what the fuck are you actually doing to achieve your goals? What are you selling? How are you generating leads? How are you making sales? What's your cash flow like? What are your expenses like? Where are you putting your income to build your wealth? It's like there's the tangible shit to actually put this all together. For me, it's integrating the two together. So the more spiritual, woo-woo, energetic side is values, purpose. So they're the stuff that means the most to you. And then your mission and your plan. And this is how you do a plan. You take your mission, which is the 5 to 10 year goal. And then you break it down into 3 years. What are you doing in the next 3 years? What are the top 3 to 5 highest priority action items for you to achieve to fulfill that mission? Then we go 2 years. Then we go 12 months. Then we go quarter. Then we go month. Then we go week. Then we go day. For anyone that follows me on Instagram, I do my daily huddles. I post most of them. I don't post all of them because sometimes I'm busy, but I post most of my huddles on my story. So you can see what I'm doing. Like, they're very clear, defined outcomes for me to achieve to move towards my weekly goals, my monthly goals, my quarterly goals, et cetera, et cetera. So you got to break your goals down to what the fuck am I doing? Because I love asking people, so what do you want for your life? What's the vision for your life? And they'll tell me this like grandiose vision, or some people don't know because I've never thought about it. But say they tell me this grandiose vision. I say, great, how are you getting there? What's your plan to get there? Oh, I haven't thought of that. Well, that's you being the spiritual guru you are and just crossing your fucking fingers and hoping things will manifest. No, you do that, but you also take action at the same time. So that's the plan. The last two steps, or my two favorite steps, is inner work. Do your inner work, because your inner work energetically gets expressed through your life, through your relationship, through your business, through your self-worth, through your mental health. You will always hit a glass ceiling to how you view yourself. So if you believe you're not enough, you're not worthy, I'm inadequate, or whatever your limitation is, that will always be the anchor that weighs you down. So it's important to dissolve and heal through those limitations. So make sure you do some inner healing. I can help you with that as well. And then the last step is to help with all of these. Best way to solve this problem is change your environment. Get around better people. Get around people who are on the same mission. So number one, either get into a community where people can help you and be they're on an aligned path with you, and they'll call you out on your shit in a healthy way, or get a mentor, or both. So get a community of like-minded people to support you, challenge you, push you to be better, and also have a mentor that can see the road ahead and they're further down the path and they can save you all the time, energy, failures, to save you all of that mistakes yourself. So that's how you do it. That's how you overcome motivation. Quote motivation, I use inspiration, forever. It's pain and pleasure. Use whatever you got. Use pain if you got pain. It won't last forever, so you got to get clear on pleasure. That's where you want to decipher between motivation and inspiration to get clear on what inspires you. Values, purpose, mission, vision. Then we go plan. Then we go inner work. Then we go get a community or a mentor to help us get there. That's how you do it. That's a mic drop moment for you. I hope you enjoyed that one, guys. If you got value from this, if you're interested in working with me, I do have links to my work below. My conscious community is down below, where I actually step this out question by question, module by module, step by step, of piecing all of this together, then how to build a business, then how to build a conscious relationship, plus so much more. If that interests you guys, click the link below. There's a money back guarantee on my community. Or if you just want to look into my stuff more, I appreciate that. Please send this to a friend that you think will get value from this. I appreciate you. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.